Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. India and Fiji reiterate zero tolerance towards terrorism. Pledge to strengthen mutual cooperation in defense and security sector. 5 journalists among 20 killed in Israeli strike on a hospital in southern Gaza. In Pakistan, monsoon rains claim nearly 800 lives. And Typhoon Kajike makes landfall in Vietnam, battering country's coastal provinces. And now the news in detail. India and Fiji have reiterated zero tolerance towards terrorism by rejecting double standards on it. During the bilateral talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Fijian counterpart Sitheveni Rabuka in New Delhi, both the leaders agreed to strengthen cooperation against terrorism and condemned terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. The two leaders condemned the Pahalgam terrorist attack and stressed on the need to counter radicalization, combat terror financing, prevent exploitation of new and emerging technologies for terrorist activities, and tackle terrorist recruitment. In a joint press briefing after the talks, Prime Minister Modi said, India and Fiji have decided to strengthen mutual cooperation in the defense and security sector, and an action plan has been prepared in this regard.
Fiji ki maritime security ko sasakta karne ke liye Bharat se training aur equipment pe sahyog diya jayega. Cyber security aur data protection ke kshetron mein hum अपने अनुभव साझा करने के लिए तैयार हैं। हम एकमत है कि आतंकवाद पूरी मानवता के लिए बहुत बड़ी चुनौती है। आतंकवाद के खिलाफ हमारी लड़ाई में सहयोग और समर्थन के लिए हम प्रधानमंत्री रंबुका और फिजी सरकार का आभार व्यक्त करते हैं।
ब्रीफिंग मीडिया इन न्यू दिल्ली टुडे, सेक्रेटरी साउथ मिनिस्ट्री ऑफ एक्सटर्नल अफेयर्स नीना मल्होत्रा सेड, the talks covered the entire gamut of bilateral relations, including political cooperation, trade, healthcare, mobility, and defense.
The two leaders also witnessed the exchange of 9 bilateral documents or MOUs. These are construction and commissioning, operation and maintenance of a super speciality hospital in Fiji, an agreement on supply of medicines under our Jan Aushadhi scheme, an MOU on cooperation in standardization between Bureau of Indian Standards and Department of National Measurement and Standards. Another MOU was on the cooperation in the field of human capacity, skilling and upskilling between National Institute of Electronics and Information Technology of India and Pacific Polytechnic of Fiji on Indian grant assistance for implementation of quick impact projects.
Fijian Prime Minister Rabuka arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a 3-day visit to India. He called on President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. President Murmu said India remains committed to strengthening its relations and development partnership with the Pacific Island countries, among which Fiji remains a special partner. 5 journalists were among 20 people killed today in a strike on a hospital in southern Gaza, officials said. This comes 2 weeks after 6 journalists were killed in an Israeli-targeted attack near Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza City. The Israel-Hamas has been one of the bloodiest conflicts for media workers, with a total of 192 journalists killed in Gaza in the 22-month conflict, according to the Committee to Protect Journalists. Israel has said Lebanon's decision to pursue the disarmament of Hezbollah by the end of this year is a significant step towards Lebanese sovereignty. Israel's Prime Minister's office has issued a statement acknowledging Lebanon's recent government decision regarding this. The statement comes in the wake of Lebanon's Council of Ministers approving a U.S. plan to ensure that the possession of weapons is restricted solely to the state. Lebanese Prime Minister Nawaf Salam announced the army would develop implementing the plan by the end of this year. The Israeli statement called the decision as a crucial opportunity for Lebanon to reclaim sovereignty and restore state institutional authority free from non-state actors. Israel expressed readiness to support Lebanon's disarmament efforts and pledged to engage in reciprocal measures. The Lebanese government's decision follows months of U.S. pressure after Israel's military campaign in Lebanon resulted in significant casualties. India's ambassador to Russia, Vinay Kumar, has said that India will continue buying oil from wherever it gets the best deal and take measures to protect its national interest. In an interview to a Russian news agency, Mr. Kumar said the U.S. decision to increase tariffs on Indian imports by 25%, totaling 50% due to New Delhi's purchase of Russian oil, is unfair, unreasonable, and unjustified. He emphasized that India's energy policy aims to secure reliable supplies for its citizens and that its cooperation with Russia and other countries has contributed to global oil market stability. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to World News. India and Algeria today took a significant step towards boosting bilateral defense cooperation during Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi's official visit to the North African country. The visit aims to reinforce defense and security engagement between India and Algeria, with a focus on bolstering army-to-army cooperation, sharing perspectives on regional and global security challenges, and exploring avenues for defense industrial collaboration. The Army Chief, who is on a four-day official visit to Algeria from 25th to 28th of August, will hold meetings with top Algerian defense officials. Bangladesh urged the international community to take stronger action to ensure justice, repatriation, and stability for the forcibly displaced Rohingya Muslims. Seeking global support to resolve the crisis, Chief Advisor of Bangladesh, Muhammad Yunus, said, "The country does not foresee any scope for further mobilization of resources from our domestic resources, given its own challenges." He said the Rohingya issue and its sustainable resolution must be kept alive on the global agenda, as they need our support until they return home. Mr. Yunus said this while addressing the ongoing three-day international conference on the Rohingya situation. Typhoon Kajiki made landfall in Vietnam today, battering the country's coastal provinces with winds of up to 130 kilometers per hour. Media reports say power in several areas in Ha Tinh province had been cut off, roofs were blown away, and floating fishing farms were washed away. Vietnam had earlier shut airports, closed schools, and begun mass evacuations as it prepared for the most powerful storm of this year. Spain is experiencing an intense heat wave this month, the most extreme on record, both in terms of temperatures and impacts. State Meteorological Agency, AEMET, has said that average temperatures during August 3 to 18 period were 4.6 degrees Celsius above the seasonal norm, surpassing the previous record of 4.5 degrees Celsius set in July 2022. AEMET noted that the period from August 8 to 17 marked the hottest 10 consecutive days since 1950, while the first 20 days of August were the hottest for that period since at least 1961. The Sultanate of Oman has established an ambitious target to attract 1 million Indian tourists annually, building on the strong performance of 2024, when the country welcomed 700,000 visitors from India. This goal represents a significant expansion of Oman's tourism strategy, as it seeks to capitalize on deep cultural and economic ties with India, while diversifying its tourism offerings to establish itself as a global travel hub. Nepal will be hosting 22 days long Nepal Art and Culture Festival to be spread across Kathmandu, Bhaktapur, Kirtipur, Lalitpur and Hadigaon. The first edition of the festival will start from the 5th of next month. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the World News Bulletin once again. India and Fiji reiterate zero tolerance towards terrorism, pledge to strengthen mutual cooperation in defense and security sector. Five journalists among 20 killed in Israeli strike on a hospital in southern Gaza. In Pakistan, monsoon rains claim nearly 800 lives, and Typhoon Kajiki makes landfall in Vietnam, battering country's coastal provinces. That concludes tonight's World News. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.